ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara begins in the middle of the Maisa with Oin ben Peles, how his wife was Matzlim from Nadas Kairach. The Gemara in the bottom of the Omid before in Kuf Tesma Bey said that what she did was she gave him to drink wine and she put him to sleep. And she sat on the front of the house. She undid her hair. Rashi explains, she undid her hair. Yosha Pesach Abayis, call me Shoyabo Likroy, Roysha Parua Vechoizer. Anybody who came to call Oin Ben Peles to join the Das Kairach saw that her hair was loose, Vechoizer, and went away and didn't stay there. The Mefarshim asked an obvious question, what was her heter to do that? Let's mavur in the Gemara and Ksubis and Nafayin Bezim at Aleph that Roisha Parua, to let your hair be uncovered for a married woman, is a deraisa, the Chsiv of Foras, Roisha Isha. And Tonave Rishmola, Azahara, we learn from over here, Azahara warning the Vnois Yisrael, Shle Yetu Beferua Roish. So, what was her heta to do that? Some say that maybe she was Choshish, that in the end her husband's going to die, and to get a Beguach Nefesh. She was Poshit, did something which Taka Osir, but she did it because of Pikuach Nefesh. Machari could also say, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, Kuf Tesvav, Siv Dalid, that Das Yehudis is only in a chotzer Shirabim Beikin Boy. Only in a chotzer which many people traverse, which is public property. People go by all the time. And the Chalkis Machaikek over there says that Besei Chatzei Ra, in her own chotzer, there's no Issa Prias Roish, even to be Eval Das Yehudis. No, you're not being Eval Das Yehudis. It's because Mitzadid, there's no Issa Medina. The Beis Shmuel says Issa Drabonon, but the Chalkis Machaik says no Issa Bechlal. The Bialochin, Simen Ayin Hei, Siv Beis, bring the Shane of Avram, Shane Toisvis, that is Taka no Issa Medina, and a chotzer, Shane Anoshim Mitzuyin Shom. And even though the Smag, Shane the Yushami, says it is also Medina, but the place in the hold is not also Medina. The Bialochin brings that the Zoya was Machmir Ma'id Bozev, Vachain Royal Linig. The Chasam Sefer Tak in the Tshuva says that nowadays, since it's Kvar Kiblo Layu Avois Aviseinu, Kilu, this is a din and halacha, so it's also Medina. Al Kaponim, you can refer to in the Gemara by the Eishes Oin Ben Peles, that she was Yoshua Pesach Hatzera, a Chotzer, Shein Rabin Boykin Boy. So Luchar, there's no Isidre Raisa. And even those, and the, no Isidre Bechlal, according to not a Poiskim. Even according to the Poiskim that hold that there's an Isidre Rabbanon, but Luchar over here was before the Takanas Chazal. So then there's no Isidre Bechlal. So it's not such a Shtaka Taina at all, could be no Isidre at all, for her to be Soiser, her here, and to be Yeshua Pesach Habayis. The Altav and Kelm pointed out from this Gemara, a Dover Pella. You see from over here how much the Eitzahar is Mesame, how much he blinds the Enei Adam. You see, the Anshe Kairach, they were Kedoshim. Mamish Kedoshim and Tahirim. And on even on a Re'iyah, just to look from far, on the Sara Isha, they were ready in their Toyim Lacharein. They went backwards. They didn't want to come near the Chatzah. They didn't come at all. They left her. It was Chayzer. It was some adaktiv Kalav Chamura. But to be chaylik and the mani gadar, Moshe Rabbeinu, that they did do. So you see the Yitzhara, when he causes a person to do an aver, he blinds him in one aspect, even though really in other areas he's so strict and he's so machmer and he's so elich. But the person has to always be on guard where the Yitzhara is coming in. The Gemara continues and speaks about Kriye Moyed. It says, Kriye Moyed, the Gemara says, Shayoyin la'aber shonim v'likvaya chadoshim. These chamishu v'sayim yishum yichodim shebeedim, very special people. They knew how to ma'aber the shonim, how to make leap years, and how to be kaveh the chadoshim. The shaila is, and the Gemara says right afterwards, the Gemara says anshe shem shoylem shem b'chol oylem. They had a name in the ganze welt. These v'sayim chamishu mish, very choshev people. What does it mean? They had anshe shem and shem b'chol oylem. So the Marsha is Mevayer that in B'derech Efsher, that they had a shame B'chol Olam, they were known in the whole world because they were very wealthy, because Kairach made them very wealthy. They're giving them a chelik of his money. We know Kairach was a big Oysher. But it doesn't explain the Hemshech. It starts off, Vaykum Fnei Moshe, Anoshim Nei Yisrael, Chamishim, Mosayim, Yimichodim Shebeida, they create Moyed, they know how to Ma'aber Shodim, they Kavar Chadoshim, Punkt, you spoke about these two in Yonim, there was such Chacham, they knew how to make the leap years, and Mekaveya the months, and then you say, Anshei Shem, Shoyelam Shem B'chol Oilam, because the fact that Kairach made them wealthy. L'chair has no Shaykhis, one Inyan to the next Inyan. Ulai, we can imazbir, Apidim Morin Shabbos Nafayin Hei. The Gemara says, Omrav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omrav Yechron. Minayin she mitzvah adam, mitzvah la adam lechashev tkufis umazolis. How do we know there's a mitzvah on a person to calculate the tkufis, the seasons, and the mazolis? Shenema ushmartem vasisem. You should watch and you should do. Ki chochmaschem uvinaschem leinei ha'amim. It's your chochma and your understanding in front of all the nations of the world. The Gemara says, Ezeh chochma uvina shein hila einei ha'amim. What is a chochma and a bina that's in front of all the nations become aware of? That's me mechashev the tkufos, the seasons and the mazolis. Okay, you see from the Gemara that what's called chochma, what's called bina. That's the chishuv tkufos and mazolis was a very difficult, challenging aspect of chochma. That if somebody was able to master it, then that would give him a good name and even in front of the goyim. It's chochmaschem uvinaschem leinei amim. So possibly that's the pashut pshat maybe in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that vayakum lefnei Moshe, who stood against Moshe Rabbeinu? Anoshim nei Yisrael, who are they? The chamishim asayim, who are they? Miuchadim shebeedo. They were kriyei moyed. And the Gemara says they were yoidim la'aber shonim likvoye chadoshim. They were bekiim in ibur ashana and making the shonim to leap year and to be kaveh the chadoshim chaydish molei chaydish chaser. And that's a totally in the cheshbon of tekufis mazolis. And that the Gemara says that calls that a chochmaschem vinaschem mele. That's leini amim that they all it's a mitzvah to mechash such a thing. And it brings out the chochma of Klal Yisrael. That's the hemshich of the Gemara. The Gemara says anshe shem shoyelam shem bechol oilam. This itself brings out a shem bechol oilam, the chochma of tekufis mazolis, the fact that they knew how to ma'aber shonim and to be koveya chadoshim. Efshe, that's a pshat name, but it's very geshmak that the Gemara shtims with the Gemara in Shabbos in mamish the same lashon that calls them to be them makes them into Yiduatik of people into anshe shem. Noch hashtikel the Gemara. The Gemara says of pella vayisha meishi ipal al ponav mashmu shama. What did he hear? Om Rav Shmuel by Nachmeni. Om Rav Yenison shechashdu meishas ish. They were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu from the Avera Pashtus. It means the Avera Veshas Ish. Never like it says, V'ikana l'Moshe v'machana. A lashon of a kinoi, a lashon of warning their wives from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kilo they suspected him of the worst Avera. Om Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak ben Lamech, Kolech Avecha, Kine, Es Ishtu v'Moshe. It was Mekana, his wife. Don't seclude yourself from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnem, Moshe Yigach Soel, V'notlem v'chutz l'machana. You have to go on the other side of the machana. It's a pella, the pshatnis, the choshtim from Moshe's Ish. There's a goin in Aderes Elio in Parshas Bolak. He says that all the Nevi'im were mekabel the nevuah aide malachim. He said the malachim are called ishim, and mekabel from a malach is like an isha that's mekabel from a husband. So mekabel the nevuah from a malachim that are mechunim ishim, that's like an eshes ish. So you mekabel from a malach, from an ish. So the Goyin says that the Pshat Ni'amarav, that they were Choshim Reish Abbeinu, doesn't mean the Etzim Aveir of Eishas Ish, it's a Pella, Mekana Ishtoi, the Indian word of Hemshech is Mekana Ishtoi, but he says maybe it's a remez for this, that it means that they were Choshim Reish Abbeinu, that he was in the Madreg of the other Nevi'im, that a Mekablin Aidei Malach and not Pe'al Pe'al Dabraboy. And that was their Taina. The Taina was that Moshe Rabbeinu was like a regular Novi. He's a Mekabel from Ishim, from Malachim. But he's not Mekabel directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not Pe'al Be'a Dababoy, that he's not Bechaloyim, Le Bechidois, that he has a Spaklai Meira. Didn't have that Madrega of Nevuah that was necessary for the Mesiris HaTorah. That wasn't there. That was the Chashad on Moshe Rabbeinu. The mice in the Posh Peshat Nigamari means they were Choshe Feshes Ish. And the Shul Abe, Merel Diskin, says, Afidis Gemara, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Nafal Alponov. Because till now he thought that maybe he has a possibility to go to their houses and Mephias their wives, Mephias their families, and then eventually they'll come back. They'll give up the Machlaikas. But now that they were Choshe Feshes Ish, they were Mekana Lishta, everybody was Mekana to his wife against Moshe Rabbeinu, so now he has no possibility to go to the houses to Mephias them. Because if he doesn't find the husband in the house, the wives will be us like a Saita, this Kini and Stira. You can't afford that to have Kini and Stira. So Mele, Moshe Rabbeinu now felt Yibla Alpana because he lost his opportunity to make Shalim. The next Gemara is in the Gael Halacha Lamais, it's quoted very often. It says, Moshe Yikach Zoyel, Vayoka Moshe Vayelech Aldosin Vaviram. The Gemara says, Amrei Shlokish, Mikan She'im Achzikin Machloikis. And the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Dasan and Aviram, Rish Lakish says, we see from over here, you can't be machzik, you can't strengthen a machlokes. And the Amar Rav call a machzik a machlokes over balav. If a person's machzik in a machlokes, then you over a lav, shenemar lo yia ke kairach v'cha adosai. You can't be like kairach and his edom. The mashmoy sakimori is that it's taka lav of being machzik machlokes. But the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs and Sheir Shches writes that this pasuk of lo yia ke kairach v'cha adosai is not of a fair shalav. It's a smach de ba'almu. It's just the pasuk is just saying that it shouldn't happen to you what happened to kairach. Somebody's machzik machlokes, it could happen to kairach. Who could happen to him? So don't be machzik machlokes and it'll happen to you what happened to kairach. Or the pasuk is saying lo yia ke kairach v'cha adosai. It shouldn't happen. It won't happen. Such an aver. But it doesn't mean that there's a lav in the Torah not to be machzik machlokes. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs and Lavin Memhei says the Pasuk is only coming to frighten a person in the Einish. It's only outside of Drush. It's saying, La'iyah, don't be like Kair V'chadosei. Don't be Machzik in a Machloikis. Because if you are, look what happened to Kair V'chadosei. And look what can happen, Nebuch, Chas V'sholim, to somebody who's Machzik in a Machloikis. But it's not a Beferish of love. And the Mani HaMitzvahs Taka don't count the pasuk or the lav la yik a kerem v'chadosei like a lav by itself. It's only that smach de ba'almo. Chidah in Pesach Einayim says klar that it's not a lav unto itself. La yik a kerem v'chadosei. It's only a smachta. The Ramban says the pasuk is only not to be chaylik on the kahuna. In the shiltas of Achoyegoin in Parshas Kairach shilta kuf lamed aleph, it says it's also lemeba plugta. You're not to make a machlekes the chiv and the kaimi plugta. Because if there's a machlekes, also the misni ahadodi, they'll come to hate each other. Vam Rachman, the Torah says, loisisna esachicha bilvavecha. You're not going to hate your brother in your heart. That means there's no iser be'etzem of being machzik b'machlekes. It's only that being machzik in a machlekes leads to the lav of loisisna esachicha bilvavecha. Because if there's a machlekes, you'll come to hate your friend in your heart. In the Gilyoni Hashas, it says, yidchur, it's mavur from the Rishiltis, that the whole Isser of Machlaikas is only like a siyog, a geder, not to arrive at the Isser deiraisa of Lisisna Sachich Bolavecha. But again, that means that there's no lav deiraisa of Imazik of Machlaikas. It's either just an asmach to the pasuk, like Yikakar of Chadosai, or the Torah is telling you a siyog, kilo siyog midairaisa, a protection, not to come to the lav of Lisisna Sachich Bolavecha. But it's Yidua that the Chofetz Chaim in the Psicha in Lav and Yud Beis brings B'Shem the Smag in Rabbeinu Yoina that to be Machzik Machlokes is a Lav Gomer. He counts it as a Lav. It's a Lav in the Torah. You can't eat Machzik Machlokes. We see Taka Machlokes Yishainim. If this Pasik is just an Asmach Deva Alma, or maybe it's just a Geder for the Lav of Leisis and Sachich Bavavecha, according to the other Yishainim, the Smag in Rabbeinu Yoina, it is a Lav Doiraisa to be Machzik Machlokes. What exactly is considered being machzik machlokes? So we hear, from this Gemara, we see a gewaltige chiddush. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says, what's the mekor? Where's the source? Where do we learn that you can't machzik machlokes? From the pasuk, Vayokom Moshe v'yelech al dosan v'aviram. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he went down to dosan v'aviram. L'chayr, Moshe Rabbeinu was gerecht, he was right. And dosan v'aviram, they were wrong. Does the party which is right have to go down to the party which is wrong in order to prevent a machlokes? Vaisechoy said yes. You see, from over here, the Chamrachai and all the Svarim are medayik this way. You see that Ein Machzik in Machlokes is even if you're correct, even if the din is with you, you still have to take whatever steps are possible to avoid a Machlokes. Which the Chayra means that you're mechuyev to be mevater to a certain level, going down, Moshe Rabbeinu going down to Dasan Aviram, even though he knew he was right, is a certain vitur, a certain mimechilas kvayd. We'll see in a minute what's the hetzer to be mechilas kvayd. But he was mechilas kvayd and he went down. He says, the Rashi says, that means that there's a chiyuv for the party, even the party which is right, to go and take steps, even though it would be beneath his dignity, in order to mivatal and take away the machlaikas. And you can't just say, but the mice, I'm right, so why do I have to do anything more? You see, not like that. You see, not even mazim machlaikas is even if you're right. But the nekuda we have to talk about is that how is it mutter for Moshe Rabbeinu to meichel al kvaydei? Tim Vatal Machlaikis. We know the Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara says in Yuman Daf Chav Gimel, that a Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham, Shein a Noikim, V'Noiter K'Nochosh, ain't a Talmud Chacham. Any Talmud Chacham that doesn't take Nekima, that revenge and the Tira, and he holds in his heart against him, another person, like a nachash, is not a Talmud Chacham. You have to be very powerful, very strong in your opinion. And the Gemara says, "I says an elavin, veinon oilvin, shayim cherpasim, veinam meshivin." It's a tremendous milo to be insulted and not insult back, to hear your cherpo, your disgrace, and not to disgrace back, not to say a word back. So the Gemara says that nafka if mfayis. If there's mfayis use, you have to be in a spayis. You have to be meichel. But otherwise, if the person does not to Talmud Chacham and it was never asked mechila, so then Talmud Chacham should be naikim and naik to kenachash. So he's not supposed to be Meichel Kvayde. So we hear with Dasan Avir, starting up Moshe Rabbeinu, L'chaira, what was the heter, or what was the reason for that hugga of Moshe Rabbeinu that he went down and tried to minvatel machlaikis? He says, Yakam Moshe, V'yelech Adasan Aviram. L'chaira, he should have been Naikim and Naitre Kenochash. Ulai, the teretz is that that's Dafka after the Avla was already done. But B'shaz the machlaikis, if Aideya Mechilo be Sholem and nobody will get killed, then you have to be Meichel Kvayde in order to minvatel machlaikis. In other words, the Gemara, the Yuma that says, "Kol Talmud Chacham Shein and Noikem and Noiter Kenoch Shein and Talmud Chacham," is Lachra Maisa. After the Avla was done, after it's over, and it's not a shaila of fixing anything, it's not a shaila of quieting down a machlekes. It's just that Reuven did an Avla to a Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham should be Noikem and Noiter Kenochash and not just be Mevater unless he's asked Mechila. On the other hand, up until that point, if it's possible to stop the machlekes. And if the only way to stop the machlekes is through the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu will be meichel al kvaydoi and he'll go down to dozen aviram, he's mechuyev to do that. Then there's no inyan of neikim neiter kenochash now. Now it's possible to make it ice machlekes to get them to understand that they're not here to fight with them and to see their point of view and to make shalom. Avadi mechuyev to do that. And could be lechayra. That's gufa was neschadish in the din of ein machzik machlekes that you have to be meichel al kvaydoi. It's only gavin avla that was already done. You can be noikim and noiter kenochash, but not a makim machlekes. Stam an avla that's done, okay. Noikim, you have to be noikim and noiter kenochash. You have to show the cover of a Talmud Chacham, but not if holding a middle of machlekes. Avada is a din, not a mazi machlekes. And if mechayev, if you learn from the pasuk la'iyak a kerev chadosi, that's a lav gomer. It's mamish a lav. You have a lav. And since we see from the pasuk that even if the din is with you, you can't be mazim achleikis, you're ever alav, so then bechlal is not shver. How could be moichel al kvayde? Because it's a mitzvah. If the lav, they light the smagger, many yoni, that's a lav, they raisa. Laiye kekoyer v'chadosai. And the mekoyer of not in mazik of imachleikis is in this gemara that says, yokam moish v'yelech al dosam aviram. So you see klar that the Torah says, you're ever alav unless you stop machleikis. And that includes being moichel al kvayde. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be moichel al kvayde in order not to be ever alav of laiye kekoyer v'chadosai. You don't want to be ever that lav. So Mela, then it's Mechlal, not Shver, how he could be Meichel al Kvayde. Bemis the Netziv, in the Meshiv Dovar, in Yeridea, says, Asakashi, it says, it should have said, Kekoyrech v'adosei. Why does it say, Kekoyrech v'cha'adosei? So he says, because Adas Koyrech is the 250 people that were Makhtedek Teres, the Messiah and Chamisha Mish. They were Mechavin only to Makhtedek Teres and L'Shem Shemayim. They made a mistake. They were wrong, but they were mice and nefesh al avas Hashem. They had a tie with him, machtik teres. They did it l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah. But the kairach was different. Kairach doesn't have here, and they were mechavin l'anos atzman as redivis hakovet. And then the teres split the two. Well, yeah, kairach was chaylik in the vua moshe l'anosai, and also it should be in the kadosai, which were chaylik and the kun, even though they did it l'shem shemayim. Remember, it's a marsha. The marsha says that that's why there was nisrafu only nishmaseim of the Messiah of Chamisha Mish, because they were members, they were mechav l'shem shemayim. And sreif is roi. If anybody who wants gedula and a mila, which is not royal, which is above his level, then the einish for that is sreif. But they were not mechav l'machloikis. So then, l'vizeh, the liyik ekoyer v'chadosai, really only koyerach was the one who was machzik machloikis, not adosan avira, not adosai. The Adosei Taka were not interested in Machlekes. They were just interested in trying to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were Mechav L'Shem Shemayim L'Shem Mitzvah. They made a mistake. They were Toya. This is not the right way. But this is what they had in mind. And the middle, the Shemassim were Nisrefes. But it wasn't that there's a din to Mephias them. We Taka don't see that Moshe Rabbeinu went down to Mephias the Reish Nunish. He only went down to Dasam Havirim. Dasam Havirim, they were involved in Machlekes. And in Machlekes, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechuyiv to Mephias them. In summary, We have machlekes rishonim if there's a lav de raisa of loyia kekerach v'chadose. According to the smagin of Menyein, there is a lav. According to the Rambam and other rishonim, there is no lav of loyia kekerach v'chadose. It's just an asmachta. They all agree avada. It's not a good thing to imagine machlekes. The Torah has been telling you what will happen if you imagine machlekes. That's one thing we learned. We also learned that the din of imagine machlekes includes even if you're right. And the din is with you, like Moshe Rabbeinu, still you mechuyev to go ahead and try to mefayis the other tzad in order to avoid a machlekes. And the third thing, like the pasuk says, "V'yakum Moshe v'yelech adosn laviram." And the third thing is that we learn that you mechuyev to be meichel al kvaidai. Moshe Rabbeinu is mechuyev to meichel al kvaidai, even though he's a nasi, and even though Talmud Chacham is supposed to be noikim noitcher kenachash, but not in order to avoid machlekes. To avoid machlekes, you mechuyev to do whatever you can to avoid the machlekes. B'shas the machlekes, and if there's a lav, of course you have to do it. There's a mitzvah to do it. And even if it's not a lav, even if it's not a smachta, we see that that is part of his chiyuv to go ahead and stop a machlekes. The Gemara continues to speak about inyan of machlekes. First about machlekes with a melech, and then machlekes on a rebbe. The Gemara quotes, Amrav Yaisi, kol ha-cholek al-malchus beis David, anybody who makes a machlekes and usurps the malchus beis David, roi la-kishay nochash, is roi to be bitten by a snake. Ksiv hocha v'yizbach adoy niyo, tzoyin u-bokar, he rebelled against David ha-melech, umiri, em even ha-zecheles, ksiv hocha v'yimchama ha-zecheli ofer. L'chari, one may ask, that what does it mean, cholek al-malchus beis David? That means you want to be a melech even though you're not from the beis David. Adoy Niyo was from the base David. He was the son of David HaMelech. So he wanted to be the Melech. Why is that called Chelek al Malchus base David? He's part of the Malchus base David. He's being Chelek maybe on David HaMelech's wishes, who should be the Melech after him. But he's not being Chelek on the Malchus base David. But in truth, the Teretz is based on a Rambam. Yadua the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Loisa says, Shin Samach Beis, Nechz Malachim, that Ein Melech L'mishayamin Teretz Meshra Bein Olam Shalom Adoyin Kol HaNeviim. There's no melech to anybody who has true emunah in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adon Kol HaNeviim, Ela Mizera David, Umizera Shleima Levad. Only from the descendants of David HaMelech and Shleima HaMelech. It has to come from David and Shleima HaMelech. It can't just be a descendant of David HaMelech. And the Biskarov in the Parshas Chayesar in Naftaira says that that's Pshat Nigmar's Raya from the Merida, from the rebellion of Adoniyo Dafka. Because Adoniyo was Taka Mizera Beis David. But it's still called Chaylik. He's arguing, he's making a machlekes on Malchus Beis David, because Malchus Beis David includes Zera Shleima. The Torah was makpin not only on a descendant of David HaMelech, but a descendant Mizera Shleima Levad Dafka. It can't just be a descendant of David HaMelech. And the Biskarov also is a chiddush b'shem Reb Chaim, that there's a din of Meir b'Malchus in Kol HaTorah Kula, in every Melech. Every Melech is a din of Meir b'Malchus. But there's an extra din of being married in Malchus Beis David. Besides the din of being married in regular Melech, if you're married in Malchus Beis David, that's a separate avlo. It means a raya from a Tesefta in Trumas. It says, Reb Shimon, Omer, Kach Omer Lehem, Kol HaMoyer Malchus Beis David Chayav Misa. And Reb Chaim is Medayik. What do you have to say? That Kol HaMoyer Malchus Beis David Chayav Misa. Every single Melech, if you're married in the Melech, Chayav Misa. Married in the Malchus is Chayav Misa. So it's Mechiach from over there that there's a din chodesh, a naya din, that not to be married in Malchus Beis David. And that's Mizera David HaMelech, Mizera Shleima. So there's a din you're not to be married with Malchus in any Melech. And there's a special din not to be married in Malchus Beis David and Zera Shleima. Now, even though he was from the Zera David HaMelech, but since he wasn't from the Zera Shleima, he wasn't Shleima. He was arguing with Shleima. So in Mail, that's called Chaylik al Malchus Beis David. The Gemara brings another case of machlekes. Next Gemara, Amrav Chizda kol chelik al rabbi ke chelik al shchina. A person's chelik on his rabbi is like chelik on the shchina. Shnever batzayisem al Hashem. The Torah considers it as if you chelik on the shchina. Kol oisim rivim rabbi koisim al shchina. The Gemara says such a loshin. Rav Chanina, our papa says, kol misraim al rabbi ke misraim al shchina. Lo yalein tlinoiseichem kel Hashem. And Rav Avoh says, "Kol maharach Rabbi." If you just think other words against the Rebbe, "Kabel of Dvarim," it's maharach Hashchina. So he says, "Veidaber Moshe." Oh, Melikim veMoshe. It's a very chomor to be mahar, to be chelik a Rabbi, to maharach a Rabbi. What does it mean, chelik al Rabbi? So Rashi teaches it means chelik al Yeshivase. What does that mean? So it's a machaber. It's in Din Yeridei and Sim Reish Mem Beis and Shulchan Aruch is brought down. Ezo Cholik Al Rabbi. What's called being Cholik Al Rabbi? Kol Shekivei Alei Medrash VeYoyishiv Doirish. Person is Kivei Al Medrash placed to Darshin and Molamed Shleibishus Rabbi. And he's teaching without permission of his Rebbe. V'Rabbi Kaim Af Bishu VeMedina Acheres. Even though he is situated in a different Medina, that's called Cholik Al Rabbi. The Goyin of this Mitzayin to the Gemara Brachos of Chazayin and Beis, that's called Chelik Al Yeshivase. You mean Chelik Al Yeshivase? He's the Melame Torah, and you're the Melame Torah over there. Or even another Mach without his Rishus. But the Ramah says you're allowed to argue on a Psak or Hira if you have Rais and Echachis, not like the Rebbe. And he said that Shach Bing Shein the Bach, that Korach wasn't arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu only in Psak. Korach was arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu, that's in Sirara. So that's what it means. Rashi says over here, you mean chaylik al yeshivasai. You mean chaylik on the etzem yeshiva's rabbi, not on what the Rebbe said. That's not called chaylik al rabbi. Chaylik al rabbi, if you have rayas, if you want to pass kenalik to Rebbe, then that's not, you're not nichlal, it means chaylik al rabbi. Chaylik al rabbi means you mean chaylik al yeshivasai. Remember the Kesem Mishnah argues in the Bach, and he says that it's also for a Talmud to be kaveya, a drosha only for a raw. But if it's not for a raw, it's not osir. That means the Isser is not mitzad chelik on the etzim sroro. But from the Bach, it's clear, l'chayr, that the Isser is just if you're arguing on the sroro of the Rebbe, but not if you're arguing on the words of the Rebbe. That's not necessary. That's not nichlal in chelik al rabbi. The next Gemara, goes back to Kairach. It says, Oysha shamal ba'olav l'ra'asai. The wealth is kept for a person, not for his own good. Amrish lakish zeh oysha shal kairach. It refers to the oysha shal kairach. And the Gemara brings that there were gimel matmoniyos hitmin Yosef Mitzrayim. There were three treasures that Yosef, a tzaddik, hid in Mitzrayim. One achas nizgalsal kairach. Only one was revealed to kairach. Achas, one of them was nizgalsal antaninas menas viros. One was the Roman emperor antaninas. We know he was mishamish rabbeinu hakodesh. And the achas genuzal tzaddikim lasad lavei. And one is hidden for the tzaddikim for lasad lavei. The ben yoyodas mevayer that the inyanim of these gimel matmoniyos. He says fascinating. He says that the tvua that Moshe, that Yosef HaTzadik gathered from the whole world was Niskayim, lasted, and with that it became very, very wealthy. He says the Tvua that was Niskayim was only a Yideya Shefa Elyon, a special Hashbah from the Rebbeinu Shleim that the Tvua should last. And it was Beschusa She Yosef HaTzadik. So therefore it was Taki Yosef's, not Pare. He says, but the Tvua itself. But the money that he got for the Tvua, already there was a chilukim in the money. He got money for the tour from everybody in the world who needed to have grain because there was a raw b'chol ha'aretz and b'chol ha'olam. So there were three types of monies that he received. He received monies from those that were ovdei avodah zarah. And those monies were mos in the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik put it aside in a separate oitzer. He didn't want to mix it with the other monies. Those monies, says the Ben Yehuda, is the matmainis. That was one of the matmainis that Yosef was matmin. And that was nizgalsal l'kairach. And since it was money that came from an impure source, from Avodah Zarah, from the Avodah Zarah, they came to buy grain, so that money was tainted, it had tum in it, and it was nafla timyain. And look, it was lost. With Kairach, all the money was lost. It was fell into the earth. Everything was lost. It didn't have a kiyum. The second type of money that was gathered by Yosef HaTzadik was what people brought to him money, but the money was not kosher geld. It was gezel. Was Muhammad, from other averes that were done with the money. It's not as most as money that's from Avayv, the Avayv Zarah, but still it's not kosher and ganzen geld. Yosef HaTzadik made also a separate oitzer for that. Those monies is the matmanias that ended up by Antoninus ben Asviris, by him, by Melech, by the Goyim. And the third type of money that Yosef HaTzadik collected is from Anoshim that were good people, Shem Rizai Mitzvah Noach. Kesev, kosher gelt, gelt that was naki from Isser, was cleaned from any Yisurim. So that money, says the Ben Yehuda, is roi to come to the Chelek HaKedusha, and Emele, Yosef HaTzadik was going as that money, and that's genuz the takel tzadikim, loss of lovi. Eventually that money will come to tzadikim because it's kosher gelt. It's not gelt that was tainted, not by Avodah Zarah, and not even by Gezel, or any other averdig purpose. It was takel kosher gelt, and that was saved for tzadikim, loss of lovi. But you see, that in the money, how the money is achieved, how you person gets money, how a person earns money, whether it's Aidei Isser or Chas V'Shalom or Aidei Eifani Heter, that has an effect on the gelt itself, and that's what we possibly in the car, if it's a tzaddikim that didn't want to use not kosher gelt, not to build yeshivas and not for Nyani Kodesh, not for Nyani Kedusha. Let's move on towards the bottom of the Amid. To the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara brings that the Kayer, B'nai Kayer, they fell into the ground. They fell into and it says that there was a crack in the ground, and you're able to hear what they were saying. What were they saying? They were saying, Moshe v'Teirasi Emes v'Hein Badoin. They said, Moshe and the Torah is Emes. We mask him that he was right. And v'Hein Badoin. So v'Hein Rechayer refers to them. V'Hein Badoin. So Shaila is, why do you have to be Moshe v'Hein Badoin? If you're saying Moshe v'Teirasi Emes, obviously, it's Hein Badoim. Obviously, they are not saying the truth. That follows. One follows the other. So the Meshech Chochman in Pashas Kairach teaches the pasuk in Bria Yivra Hashem. If the Rebbeinu Shem create a new Bria, and they will be swallowed up by the earth opening up, so then the pasuk says, V'yidatem, you'll know, Ki niyatsu ha'anoshim o'eles Hashem. That they made Hashem angry. That means that the Klal Yisrael, they saw what Kairach and Dasan Avirim were tining against Meshech Rabbeinu. And they knew that Kairach doesn't avir wa noshim gedayel ma'id. They were great people. They were big tzaddikim, be'etzim, and most in the Anhaga. And they were respected by Klal Yisrael. So male, they could be that doesn't avir and Kairach were going, meaning l'shem shemayim. And they themselves, the reason why they were arguing by Shemayim is because they thought they were right. But their chet is not such a great chet because they just were muta, they were just made atos, but they are new sin because of the dimyan hakazov, the false impression, but not that they lehedya want to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. They're not coming b'shat nefesh, not coming with ill intent, with mamish to fight and to cause machlaikas. They're coming because they really believe what they're saying is true. Klai Yisrael is mesupik. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael that you should know that they came only in the merit of Amal. They came only in the merida to rebel and to fight. And that's the Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "Bria Yivra Hashem v'yidatim." You'll know, "Ki niyatsu ha'anoshim v'eiles Hashem." Niyatsu means they are causing Hashem to be angry. They're coming lehedya for machlekes. They're not coming because they really believe they're right and they're making a toys and they come l'shem shemayim. They're coming lehedya to fight. They're coming to be menayets, merido mamal. Lefizeh, it's very geshmak why the kairach had to be meisiv heim badoin. Means Moshe Emes v'Teirasei Emes. That's number one. But you might think that Kairach and Dosan Aviram meant L'shem Shemayim. They only made a mistake. No, Ve'im Badoim. That means Mitzchila. Now there's no suffering. They knew. They knew the truth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Kairach knew. There had no suffering in Amitas Moshe Rabbeinu. And all their tainas and all their arguments and all their complaints were Shekel V'Chazav. It's only Merida and Mal, like the Pasuk says, V'yidatem Ki Niyatsu Anoshim Ve'Eles Hashem. They were going lehedya to menayetz to argue and to fight and to cause a machlokes. The male, that's the isof of v'hem badoim. Make a shmak of shat in what the pasuk, what the gemara is being made, what they're being made and saying v'hem badoim. I saw also another pshat that based on the gemara made cotton daf yidchesam and base. The gemara says that ein adam nechshad v'dover elim ken asoy. A person is never suspected of something unless he did the aver himself. The aver itself, or else he wouldn't be suspected of doing it. The Gemara says if he didn't do kula, he didn't miktsosai, and even if he didn't do any part of the avera, he at least was hira beliba lasoisa. He at least thought to do the avera, and even if he was a tzaddik, he didn't do the avera, not bekulai, not miktsosai. It was not even mahar. He didn't think about doing the avera, but it must have had some shaykh to the avera. The Gemara says he was ra achirim she'osav esamach. He saw others do the avera, and he rejoiced. So the Gemara asks. The whole Klal Yisrael, we just learned in the Gemara over here in Aleph, and Kufiyot Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin, that there were every member of Klal Yisrael was Mekaneis Ishtim Yimayish Rabbeinu. So what's Pshat? So I thought of Einam Nechshu Medarvan Ken Asoy. The Gemara says that no, that didn't mit Al Sina. That was Al Sina. That was not because they were Chayshinim. They did Al Sina. Lefizeh, it's also Gishmak of Pshat. Why the Kairach had to Moshe and say Moshe Emes v'Teirasei Emes Moshe v'Teirasei the Teirasei Emes how did they write? But Ve'heim Badoy means they were shakronim etchila and whatever they did even though they were chosh and Moshe Rabbeinu and the mekanes ishta everybody's call Echem Yisrael was mekanes ishta Moshe Rabbeinu only did it with machmas sinah not because they made a mistake and the middle Moshe Rabbeinu is now taken out of the chashad be'etzem it's not that there's a mokim to say even that Moshe Rabbeinu was raw such a thing with some chas v'shalom he's knocking and ganzen rain. Ganz and clean. The whole taina was a taina mitchilosa mitzad sheker. Vein badoin. There was a badois. There was a sheker there in the original taina. The next Mishnah, Aseres HaShvotim Einom Asidim Lachzer. Aseres HaShvotim were not eventually going to return. Shnev Vayashlichem El Eretz Acheres Kayem Hazeh. Rabbi Yishlam threw them away to a different land like today. Ma Hayoim Hoylech Vein Echoizer. Just like the day goes and does not return. Av Heim Hoylechim Einom Choizrim Div Rebbe Kiva. They are going to be Hoylech and not be Choizer. And they will not return. Just like a day is dark and then sun shines, it becomes light. That is dark for them. It will eventually become light for them, and they will return. The Ran learns that this is talking about that dor, that they do not have a chelek leolam haba, but their children, their descendants, that will return. And because we have a mesorah lekol hashivta. A Sheva will not be discontinued. And in Fakert and Sefer Yecheskel, look in the Navi, it's Mazkir the Shvatim, the Aseres HaShvatim. So the Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, and Amalez in the Mishnah is for that Dor. Amaisa in Rashi, when he's Mefarish the Mishnah, we see two Pshatim. Either it's going on Yemaisa Mashiach, or it's going on Elam Habo. And Be'emes the Maral is Mefarish that it means Ein Asidim Lachzer just means Limkaimon and Madrigos and Rishayna, that they were craving Mel Hashem Yisbaruch, they were close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but they definitely, even according to Rabbi Kiva, they will have Elam Haba. They will just not be Chayzer to their Madrega that they had previously. The Chayr of Elam Haba means the Elam HaNeshamis. So then we could explain like the Rambans and the Shari Gemul, there's different levels of Gan Eden, Gan Eden HaTachtoin, where this Koyach HaGuf is still Kaim Ktsas, and it's Ganei No Elyoin without its styrus of Machshavas Gashmis Bechlal. There are different Madregas in Elam Habov. There are different Madregas in Elam Habov and Ganei then, which if Elam Habov means Elam Hanashamis, so then what the Moral is telling us is that Lekuli Alma, the Aseres HaShvatim, have an Elam Habov, and the Machloikis will be Kiva and Abul Ezer if they can return the Madregoson HaRishayno, or they will not return to Madregoson HaRishayno. According to the other Pshat and Rashi, so then the Machlaikis is, well, they'll be there, B'shasim Maisa Mashiach, or they won't be there, B'shasim Maisa Mashiach. It's not holy, it's not a Machlaikis, it's an Elam Haba. And the Gemara, a little further, speaks about Ktane B'nei Rishay Yisrael. It says the children of the wicked of Yisrael ain't boy in Elam Haba. They also won't come to Elam Haba. Shenemar, it says, Kinhi Ayayim Bo, Boyer Ketaner, Boy Kol Zedim, and Gamliel says that the Ketanim, even the little children of the Rishay Yisrael, of the Rishoyim, that the Rishoyim themselves is Pasha, is Noel Habo. That's clearly, it's bringing the Marak Subis, and Kofir Alpha Mabez Rashi brings Rifoyim by Yakumu, Mishim Rap Atzim Divertair, somebody who's weak in Divertair will not have Noel Habo at all, but Banim Shalahem Ketanim, that did not Lacher do any Averis. Do they have Elam Haba or not? And according to Gamliel, they don't. Rabbi Kiva holds, boy, man, they do come to Elam Haba. What's the pshat in Rabbi Kiva that the children should suffer? They didn't do any averes. What does it mean? Ketanei b'nei Rishi Yisrael ain't boy in Elam Haba. They don't have Elam Haba. So the Maral explains that because a ben is nimshach achar ovi b'katnusay. A child is nimshach after the father when he's a baby, when he's young, and he's tuffle to the father. He's tuffle. That means that they if they tuffle to the fathers, so the fathers they're not of Elam Haba, they also won't have Elam Haba. It's not bad because they deserve it, not Elam Haba. They don't have any independence. They're attached. They're part of their parents. Rabbi Kiva argues and says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give a special shmir for them, not mitzad atzmon, but enough that they're not considered nitpolim to aviyem. Their father, Kilok, the Rebbeinu Shlom is their father. Shem Psoim Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlom is their father, and they're not nitpal. They're not secondary, they're not like an extra connected to their parents. And Mamela, they themselves don't deserve not to have Elam Haba. Mamela, they will have Elam Haba, and that each one darshans of Sukkim accordingly. Let's go down to the bottom of the Omen. It's very, very sadistic in Gemara, which speaks about when is a child Zaychat Elam Haba. It says, when is a Katan Me'ema Satan? We learned in the Braise, a Katan Me'ema Sai Bol Elam Haba. When does a child go to Elam Haba? When is he Zaychat to Elam Haba? One of them said at the time that a child is born, automatically he acquires a portion of Elam Abo, v'chadom mishor she'siper. Talks. Madam Shosh Noilad, Yavoshne Apostle Yavoy, Yagir, it's a Kosil, I'm Noilad, as soon as it's born. Madam Shosh Sipe, the Sim Zeriav Denu, Yisuper La Shem. So it's not totally in the Etzim Leda, it's totally in the Super Yavdenu La Shem, that's when they give Zeicha to Elam Habo. And it's where it brings, Ravina says, Mishosh Nizra, from the time of the conception, the Sim Zeriav Denu. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says Mishosh Shanimo from the time of the Mila. That's when they come to Elam Habo. Now, what does it mean to come to Elam Habo over here? Over here, also we have in the Ran tells us that some say he brings Yeshayim. They were here speaking about Tchias Hameisim, not the Gabi Elam Habo Mavish. The Tchias Hameisim, the child, when does a cotton have Nichlal in the Hamahalach of Tchias Hameisim? Is it Mishosh Shenoilad? Automatically, it's Tchias Hameisim or Mishosh Shesiper or Mishosh Nizra Mishosh Shenimel. That's when it'll be Shach Tchias Hameisim. The Pash Pshat Nigamar is Avada is Olam Habo. Lamaisa, we find in this, as far as Mila is concerned, we find very interesting Rosh in Ma'id Katan. In the third pack of Ma'id Katan, the Rosh brings B'shem Nachshon Goin that a Katan that dies before he had a Bris Mila, the halacha is regilin ugmir in the mole al kivra. The minig was to go ahead and give bris mila before they bury the child. So the lashon of the rosh is because the kad meracham in min shemaya v'havit chias hameisim, when they'll have rachmanis from heaven and they'll be chias hameisim, havi yedia biyenuka omavchen le'lavua. There'll be a certain level of recognition in the child and will recognize his father and they'll be shayach to have chias hameisim. Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, and Simon Reish Samach Gimel's Gepaskin, that Molin Allah Kevri, Taki give a bris mila before you bury, or Mesimon Le Shem Le Zachar, give a Zachar a name, Shirachmu Min Hashemayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom should have Rachmanis on him, Ve'yichye B'tchias HaMesim, and he should come back B'tchias HaMesim. L'chayra, this Rosh, the Shem of Nachshon Goyin, the Psak of Shulchan Aruch, L'chayra is our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Mishosh Shenimoyim, if you learn like the Ran, that it means Tchias HaMesim, it doesn't mean Olam Haba, Kipshutai, it means Tchias HaMesim, so then the Av Gemara is a Mekoyer to this din, that you have to have Mila in order to be Zeicha to Tchias HaMesim. The Goyin, Taka over there in Shulchan Aruch, Mitzayin, Av Gemara. But he just says that it's not Mamash HaMitzvah to do the Bris Mila, you don't make a Bracha Bris Mila, but there's an Inyan to make the Bris Mila. So see a Chiddush in here, we see a Chiddush, that the Bris Mila, even Lachamisa, has enough of a chshivas that takes away, it's considered taking away the oral, even though it's not Mechaim, it's not the Kima Mitzvah of Mila, that you'll be Zeich Tchias HaMesim, that's Mishosh Shenimol. Hagam, you could argue and say that L'chaira, that's not a Mila, that's just a Chetichas HaOrlo. That's not what we Kima Mitzvah say, Mitzvah's Mila. The Mais de Beragoyel over in Shulchan Aruch Taka says that the time that you make a Mila on the Nephilim, on the Nephils, is Lahasir Cherpasa Mealeim, to take away their Cherpa. And in the Kivega, as a Chiddush, he brings in the Bechor Shor that even if you forgot, you didn't make a Bris Mila and you buried the child, you're Paischen as Kivra, you open up the Kever, and do Mila, as long as there's no Chashem Nivel, but you do such a thing. So you see that there's an Indian to do a Bris Mila before the Kvura, that the child should have a Tchias HaMesim, should be able to be Zeich Tchias HaMesim, needs that Bris Mila even after the child is dead. And that goes Maimonis in Hilchos Mila, in Perek Aleph, he brings another time. He says, Mashinoa Gula Sira B'chol, why do we take away the Orla after Misa? He said, Shem Mishum Takonas HaPoishim. What does he mean? A Takona for the sinners? He says, the Gemara, Medrash says in Breishis, in Pash Vayir, Medrash Rabbah, Omrav Levi, he says, Lasid Lavi Avram Yoshev Al Pesach Gehenim. Lasid Lavi Avram is going to be sitting on the doorway, the entranceway to Gehenim. Veinim Aniach Adam Mohul Miyisra Leirid L'Seicha. And he's not going to allow any Yid, that's Mohul, any person that has a Bris Mila from Klal Yisrael, to go down to Gehenim. What is Lamai said? Somebody doesn't deserve to be in Gehenna. He has to be in Gehenna. So what's the Eitzav? Avraham Avinu is standing there by the Pesach of Gehenna, and he's not allowing anybody who has a Bris Mila to enter. So what do you do with somebody who Taka has to get into Gehenna? So the Medrash says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maver Sa'orlam and Akatanim Shemesi Vulei Malu, V'Noisna Al Poishe Yisrael. He takes the Orla away from the Ketanim that died without a Bismillah, and he puts it on the Poshe Yisrael. He puts it on the Bali Avera that they should have an Orla, and once they have an Orla, Avraham Avinu steps away, Umayridon LeGehenim, and they go down to Gehenim. So Lefi Zeh, that the way to sentence the Rasha that's deserving of Gehenim to enter Gehenim, although he has a Bismillah, is by attaching on him the Orla that was taken from the Ketanim that died without Mila. So if you go ahead and be misaken that the Ketanim that die without a Mila should have a Bris Mila, so then there's no Orla there. So it lives a Takana for the Poshim. It's a benefit for the Poshim that they don't have to go to Gehenim because they won't, or at least the din will be less, whatever this means, that because they won't have the Orla from the Ketanim to go on top of them. Because there's no Orla on the Ketanim. Ketanim Shemesu, we do a Bris Mila Taka before they die. But Kaponim, again, you see this inyan of making a Bris Mila on a child before the child is actually buried, if he died without a Bris Mila. It's brought down in the Galim Masechta, which is the Chelik Adrushim in the Hesped of Rechaim Volozhna, that is Mechadish, based in the Sugya, that the Avtocha Hashem is brought, the Avtocha of the Rebbeinu Shlom is Mispa Yemecha Amalei. Mispar Yomecha Amalei is Maschel Miyem Shnichnas Labris. And that's when it starts. Mispar Yomecha Amalei is from the time Nichnas Labris. Again, you see in Inyan that's when the days of Yid start. And again, now a sugi, you only see the Gabi El Habo or the Gabi Tchias HaMesim. It says there's a Darkei Moshe in Hilchas Purim that brings B'Shein Maril that if it's Chal Amila on Purim, you do a Mila on the child, and afterwards you read the Megillah. And Dr. Moshe says, in order that she be chlal Yehudim, he should be able to say like Yehudim Aysa Oira. He's not considered a Yid until he has a Bris Mila. And if he does not consider a Yid until he has a Bris Mila, we have to have the Bris Mila before the Megillah in order to say like Yehudim Aysa Oira. Remember, it's in the same Nekuda, there's a Chuvas Marshal that says in Siman Ayin that somebody is an Oinein al Imoy. He's an Oinein, so he can't do his Potter all mitzvahs. And but he has a son to give Bris Mila. Punkta ends up that he was oinin on the day, let's say, the event Shemayin is Yom, on the eighth day, that he's mechayiv to give Bris Mila to his son. What should he do? The mice is potum kol mitzvahs. So if he's potum kol mitzvahs, he's not chayiv to give Bris Mila to his son. On the other hand, the son needs a Bris Mila. So he says, the Mashal says, that you should give a Bris Mila to your son before the Kfuras HaMeis. So he asks, why? How could you give Bris Mila to give Bris Mila, or even give Bris Mila to while you're an Oinein? Chayin Oinein is Potter Mekol HaMitzvahs. So he says that the whole time Oinein is Potter Mekol HaMitzvahs is because of Kavod HaMeis. So it's Kavod HaMeis that you should be Asik with the Meis. You shouldn't be busy with Mitzvahs. You should be only busy with the Meis and the burial of the Meis. And that's why the din of an Oinein is Potter Mekol HaMitzvahs until the Kvura is Potter Mekol HaMitzvahs. After the Kvura, so then he's Vayit HaMechuyim because no more Kavod HaMeis. So says the Marshal that a Milas Benoi is more covered for the mace. Why is a Milas Benoi more covered for the mace? If you do a Yisham, Moed Katan, then a Noilid Ben Zachar is Nisrapa Kol HaMishpacha. If it's Noilid, was born, a Ben Zachar, a boy, is born to a family, it's a Refuah for the HaMishpacha. Refuah doesn't just mean physically, it means a Refuah, Zichar from Avelis, and Zichar from if there was a Misin in the Mishpacha. So it's Kedai to go ahead and give Bris Mila. L'chayra, what's Shaychus Bris Mila to Leida? Until night says Noilad ben Zachar in the strap of Kol Mishpacha. Zok the Mashal because Achnasosi lebris is the Leida. The Rai is because the Ger when he does Mila is Kikon Shneiladami. So the Mila it's covered Ameis to have the Leidas Haben. The Leidas Haben is the Bris Mila. The Bris Mila is the Leida. Zok the Loshon of the Mashal is Achnasosi lebris he Leidosai. That's the Leidosai. That's when he becomes a Yid. That's when it's Chal Hashem Leida. Like the Chaim Loshon said, it's Mispa Yemecha Amalei. It starts from the day that is Nichnas Labris. That's when he's called the Yid, the Darkei Moshe says. So Mela, it's a Kavod HaMeis, they should be Oisik in the Mila of the child before the Kvura. Lefi Zeh, Shtikl, the Chidos says in the Birkei Yosef, in the Rechaim, Sim Mem Vav, Sim Katan Zayin, that's the time why I make a bracha every morning, Shaloi Osani Goy. You do the Kasha, why do we make a bracha? Shaloi Osani Goy is a negative. Hashem didn't create us as a goy. Why don't we make a bracha? Shosani Yisrael, that Kosh Baruch made us into a yid. Zok techido, oh, Lefi Zed, Lefi Marshal, it's Poshit. Because until the Yom Mamila, until the Mila, he's not Nichnas Bechlal Klai, so he's not a Yehudi. He's not considered a Yid. The Leidas Yehudi over here is only Bishas Achnos Lebris. So you can't make a bracha shasani Yisrael. And when you were born, it was shle asani goy, but it wasn't yet asani Yisrael. The asiya of a Yisrael is the bris nichna, is the knis lebris, is the bris mila. That's what makes a Yisrael. Al kalpanim, again, we see the musig that mila is like a ledo. So that's really maybe machlekes. One manam shad shenaylan mishal shesifer. That's because that's when you speak. That's the mila of medaber and zeri avdenas of shteitzach the creation. The whole machlekes is all in the same nekuda of what's called being born. Because leda is the mila is the leda of Yisrael. That's when he's considered a yid. He's considered a yid v'shas the mila. A male the yizaychet elam habo or tchis hamesim v'shoshe nima. There's one aura on this gemara on if you say it's v'shosh on the madam v'shoshe nima unless you say it's golim v'shosh madam v'shoshe noilad. There's a gemara in Sait and Nafiyud Beis. The gemara says that Pari made exer on all the zchorim. So Amram went, and he was Megarish's wife. So everybody got up and also Megarish Nishasayim. So Miriam, Amram's daughter, came to Amram and said, your Gzera is worse than Parek. Parek was Gezal Zchorim, and your Gezal is Zchorim and Nekevis, because Parek is only set to kill the Zchorim, not the Nekevis. But if everybody's going to divorce their wives, there won't be Zchorim or Nekevis. And then she said, Mara says, Vaita, that Miriam said, Parek was Gezer Bailam Hazeh. In this world, to kill the children. But you were Goyzer, Ba'il Mazeh, and Ba'il Mabo. So what does it mean that you, Amram was Goyzer, Ba'il Mazeh, and El Mabo? So Rashi explains, because in order for the child to go to El Mabo, it just needs a Leda. It has to be Noilad. Once it's Noilad, it can go straight to El Mabo. So if the child is born, even the Zcharim, that power is going to kill, but they will go to El Mabo. Mashen Kane, you made Xera that nobody should be married, so then no children are going to be born, so you're taking away from them Oilam Abo. So that's a Grada Nechama for somebody who miscarries or lose a child, that the child, once it comes to this world, has a Tachlis, because now it's able to come to Oilam Abo, and not have existed. But the Galen for us is that the Rashi and the Suki doesn't mention Mila at all. It's only mentioning Leda. So the Chere sounds like it's going to Madam and now Suya of Mishah She Noilad Yesh Chelik Leda Habo. Later I saw that the Magali Yisayam Takis Mechia from the Gemara and Saita, this Gemara and Saita, that like the Madam Mishah She Noilad Yesh Chelik Leda Habo and not Mishah She Nima.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.